what would be the cost for doing an additional, I mean, with our budget stuff that we're...
Yeah, we, Mark and I have just started now to kind of talking just a little bit about that. Depending on what the programming would be, it may be adding a grade level per year to do that. The
But doesn't IB have to be, I thought when we did Aldridge, it had to be an entire school. That was the only way they would...
For elementary, it would have to be a school-wide.
Right, yeah.
And 1.1, which outlines the process for creating a mini magnet or a conversion such as that, and it's an 18 to 24 month process, so there would be ample time for us to deal with the budgeting and programming.
Okay. Thanks.
How many dollars do we bring in per kid if we attracted kids into the district besides moving kids across the district?
About $7,400 in state aid.
So. Class size of 20. What's the minimum number of kids in classroom for us to make it worth our while?
Well, if you brought in 7,000 and you had 20 kids, that'd be 140,000.
So take that time. Okay, so take that times six classrooms because it's K through five. That's a chunk of money.
Yep.
And that would be a net gain for us outside of costs, all that stuff too. So.
Well, you'd have more teachers that you'd have to pay for and
correct.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
There was two. Was there another thing?
No, that just those two.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Dr. Sepe.
Good information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll lead us into our next report of the evening.